This is Mr. O'Brien of the Academy at St. James at Bingley St. Ives Park. I'm out of breath as well. We've got a group that have come out this Thursday afternoon for their enrichment. Mrs. Albentos has found a nice long route for us to walk to enjoy the scenery. And I've got young Brendan Penn with me here. I've got a couple of questions to ask you, Brendan, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. So, since coming back to school after lockdown, how have you found it? Have you enjoyed being back in school? Is there anything that you've really liked? Is there anything that you've not been sure about?
Well, I've enjoyed coming back to school because I've missed all my friends. Because when I came to school, I had a routine of seeing them. But since the lockdown happened, I weren't able to. But now that I'm back at school, I'm all happy. I'm glad to see my friends. I like my new teacher. And I enjoy doing things.
Has there been any kind of highlights moments since coming back to school?
I only have one highlight moment, but that's coming to St. Ives with you guys.
Oh, what a guy. It's a nice thing to say. So you've been involved in quite a lot of things since coming back into school. Obviously, you're learning in class. Yeah. What about Cook and Move?
It's okay. Just don't mind trying the things.
So it's the process. It seems to me like you've enjoyed the cooking part, but not necessarily tasting the ingredients.
Yeah.
Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that would be fair to say.
That's all right. Again, it's the process, isn't it? It's about being involved and trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you very much for that, Brendan. We're going to move along up this cobbly hill.
Yep.
I think you and I need to catch our breath, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, definitely. Over and out until the next question. Thank you, Brendan. Back at St. Ives, probably about a quarter of a mile up the hill. We've just come up after Brendan's interview. I've now got Zach, Bobby, George and Abby. You've all been named in this interview, so you have to contribute now. Since coming back to school after lockdown, Abby's left us. So I'll come to you first, Zach. What's it been like for you coming back to school after lockdown?
It's been quite hard with the work, and it's happy to come back and do some activities and come to the forest and just do lots of stuff.
So we've got I feel like we've got quite a good balance at school. Obviously you're working hard in class, which is hugely important. But then, you know, to offset that, we've got lots of cool things going on in school. You know, loads of opportunities to be physically active because it's really good for your mental health and your physical your health, to keep your body healthy, of course. So Bobby George, what about you? What have you found it coming back to school?
Exciting. I've been seeing a lot of my friends and it was like Zach said, do lots of activities and that, and the work when we came here was very hard.
Yeah, because you've probably not been used to it, but you know, you've got some good teachers, haven't you, to support you with that. What are the things that you've enjoyed coming back to school and taking part in?
Cook and move.
Tell us a little bit more about cook and move in school.
So we've made vegetable pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
We've done exercises.
What kind of exercise?
What,
remember the circuits that we did? Have you been on the bikes?
Yeah.
Been a little bit on the bikes as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So plenty of exercise in cook and move. Abby, come join us, just quickly. So we just asked the boys a question. Since coming back to school, how have you found it? Obviously you live with a teacher, your mum.
Yeah.
Your mum's a teacher, so you're never too far away from being educated, but how's it felt coming back into school?
It's been good, but like since we've got back, it's hard to have been working because we've like been off for so long. So we've like hardly done, well, we've done work at home, but like we have to get used to it, and the work's a bit easy when you get onto it.
Ah, so we'll call it, what could we call that? We could call it schoolwork stamina. So
yeah.
Getting used to writing a little bit more than you have been over the past few months, and maybe longer periods of thinking. It's not easy, like you say, when it's been such a long time away from school, but have you had any moments recently in school since coming back that you've really enjoyed? Anything you can think of?
Going to St. Ives.
Everyone said that. I'm gonna stretch you here. Anything else in school that you can think about we've been doing over the past few weeks that you've enjoyed?
Work.
Just schoolwork.
Yeah.
In general. What about? So I think about this. What's been going on at break times, lunch times? Rumour has it that each class have had a little bit of money to spend on equipment.
Yeah, we've had to get our own equipment, so we're not like sharing it between each other's classes.
Okay. So how's that going? What did you guys buy? Is it being used well? Are you enjoying using it?
It's coming, like, because Mrs. Ordered it.
Oh, so you've ordered your equipment.
Yeah.
So your break times and lunch times are going to be much more active.
Yeah.
So what about enrichment on a Friday afternoon? I'm going to come to all three of you here. So just pick out something that you've been doing on a Friday afternoon that's been really exciting. I'm going to go to Zach first.
So in the afternoon for enrichment on Friday, we've done the bikes, we've done activities, we've been in the hall.
What did you do in the hall?
I forgot.
So Bobby George, what about you? What have you enjoyed about Friday afternoon in Richmond?
Doing cricket and
rounders.
Cricket and rounders. Have you been on the bikes, Abby, yet? Have you had a chance to go on the bikes on a Friday?
Yeah, we've been on the bikes as well.
Has anybody joined in my outdoor cooking? The firelighting and outdoor cooking? You guys, what did we make?
Pancakes.
Of course, we did pancakes and syrup. Yeah. I've actually made some hot chocolate with year one and two. And I think we've got Mr. Wallace's Super Seals tomorrow. So we'll see what they place on order for their beverages or food. Yeah. Thank you, you three. Thank you for taking the interview. Thank you for your input. Say bye to everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye.